Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League off the back of round 19. A really good week of footy. I thoroughly enjoyed it. A couple of big games yesterday, of course. We saw the Canterbury Bulldogs put up a really good fight against the Cronulla Sharks, but they simply just conceded too many points. We'll touch on that performance later in our full review this afternoon. Looking forward to that. The Cronulla Sharks defeating Canterbury Bulldogs 44-24. And of course, the Gold Coast Titans led by David Fifita coming off the pine. His impact was massive, defeating the Dragons 32-10. I thought the Dragons started really well, but they just fell off. And Dees Fifita, he is just so dangerous, so hard to handle when he is on. They just need to get him on more. Look, all the news from the last 24 hours, guys. We're hearing that Viliami Kikau, the Cowboys, are reportedly trying to bring him back to North Queensland. People might forget he was actually there. He played Toyota Cup there, and they had an unbelievable side. Brandon Smith, Kikau, KP, these sort of guys. It was an unbelievable team. I think that they either won or lost the Toyota Cup Grand Final to the Warriors. I can't remember. I think it was 31-32 or something like that. It was a crazy comp that year. But Viliami Kikau, he's obviously off contract at the end of next season, I believe. So a big play by the North Queensland Cowboys to try and bring Kikau up there. I think that'll be a great signing for them. Aaron Woods, he's a guy that has been thrown around a lot over the last few weeks about where he's going to end up. We're hearing that he could leave the Cronulla Sharks as soon as tomorrow, essentially. And after missing out on Dale Finucane, we're hearing that the West Tigers are making a play for Aaron Woods. I don't know about this one. I feel like you let Woods go a couple of years ago. I don't think he's playing as well now as what he was then. You're probably going to have to pay him a little bit overs to get him there realistically. So I'm not overly convinced on this one. For me, I don't think he's in the top three front rowers at Cronulla at the moment. Bringing him to the West Tigers, I really don't think there's much point of difference. If you think that getting Woods is a slight downgrade from Dale Finucane, I think they're missing the point there big time. Tales from Tiger Town Part 2 premieres tonight. Very excited for that. We'll have our full review coming tomorrow on that as well. So stay tuned for that. Now, after losing Dale Finucane, as we said, the Melbourne Storm, it looks like they might be able to keep Brandon Smith there, which would be massive for them if they're able to do that. For me, I think that would be one of the best hooker-lock-forward combinations in the game, if not the best, Brandon Smith and Harry Grant, once he gets back on the field. To keep him long-term, it could be absolutely anything. They're obviously in the box seat to win the premiership this year, and it makes me sort of wonder if he has won two premierships, Brandon Smith, if maybe the idea of going somewhere else and challenging himself and obviously collecting a heap more money as well could be something that could play a factor for Brandon Smith. But Melbourne Storm, they have lost a number of really talented guys this year. Obviously, Josh Adokar, they've lost Branko Lee, they've lost Dale as well. So Brandon Smith, they could give him a little bit of an upgrade there. They've brought in a number of guys as well, that younger guys that a lot of fans probably don't know too much about. I mentioned Wishart the other day. He's a really exciting talent. They've also signed young Bronson Garlick. Obviously, Sean Garlick's young bloke who's been doing really good things for Canterbury. So a lot of young guys coming through that are going to do really good things. A lot of fringe guys in that team that are playing so far above their market value. It's not even funny. So Brandon Smith, we could see him stay there. I think that'd be really exciting for the Melbourne Storm. Cody Walker, we obviously saw him limp with an injury the other day. Hopefully he is named tomorrow afternoon for team list. We're hearing that the South Sydney Rabbitohs have put contract talks with Cody Walker on hold. And I don't think it's a negative thing. As they've said, they're just trying to win the premiership. They're focusing on that, which I think is a fair shout. I'll be very surprised if Cody Walker doesn't finish his career in the red and green, especially after Adam Reynolds has left. So South Sydney fans wouldn't be too worried there. Over at the Parramatta Eels, Bryce Cartwright, we're hearing that he will re-sign for a further 2 seasons. Really happy to see Bryce playing good footy. He's not getting a heap of opportunities there, but I think Brad Arthur knows what he's doing. I think he, when he is putting Bryce on there, when he does need the best out of Bryce, he does get something out of him. I think it'll be a really good move for Bryce to stay there for another 2 years. Even if he plays a similar role to what he is now, I really don't mind it, to be honest with you. He seems happy, he seems confident, he seems positive. So that's good to see out of Bryce Cartwright. Tommy Flegger looks like he is in a little bit of Barney Rubble. A high tackle on Isaiah Yeo. It looks like he's facing a 2 to 3 game suspension. A big loss for Brisbane Broncos there, especially off the back of letting Tevita Pangai Jr. go. His suspension is almost up. I believe he would have returned this weekend. So to lose Flegler and to lose TPJ out of this squad does hurt. I would expect TC Robardi to come back in and be pretty relevant in that side. Dally Cherry Evans has spoken out about the World Cup snubbing by the Kangaroos and the Kiwis. You know, he said he's disappointed and he wanted the opportunity to play for his country. So it'll be interesting to see how many of these guys now do go and play for other teams. I think I saw Ryan Pappenhausen last night put up a tweet about getting the Norwegian rugby league team in there. I think Clarkey on his page the other day put up a heap of guys that could go and play for other countries. I mean, you know, off the top of my head, guys like James Tedesco could play for Italy and whatnot. So if that was to happen, I think that'd be an unreal competition. That'd probably be better than the Kangaroos and the Kiwis playing realistically. I think it'd be really interesting to watch. Definitely something that I would enjoy without a doubt. Sean Johnson, he obviously copped a hamstring injury last night. We spoke about this morning in our Cronulla Sharks 2022 preview, talking about that team and how it's going to shape up. We're looking at Sean Johnson missing, I would say, 2 to 4 weeks around that mark. For him to come off wasn't great, but hopefully we can see SJ return over the next few weeks, and hopefully the Sharks, they can still push for a top eight finish, but it's going to be a big test without SJ. Bright side is Moiser is set to return this week. I think you'll see Trindle at 7, potentially Connor Tracy, and then Matty Moylan at 6. He's also signed a 1-year extension with the Cronulla Sharks, so he will remain there next year.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Very mixed responses to that one online, obviously, and I understand that. Probably the biggest positive for Cronulla, though, Dale Finucane, as we said, he signed with them on a 4-year deal. So a big signing there. Not sure how old Dale is, but I think it's worth keeping him there for as long as they possibly can. We dropped a podcast talking about the Sharks heading into season 2022 this morning. I highly advise you go and have a listen to that one. A real deep dive. And for me, I think that it's been a big few months recruiting-wise. Obviously, Nicho Hynes, Finucane, you've had Cam McInnes as well, and I think there's a lot of answers, but for me, I think there's more questions, to be honest with you. I have a lot of question marks around how this team is going to be structured, how they're going to play, and how they're going to be coached as well. So for me, I think they're one of the more intriguing teams heading into season 2022. I think it's going to be a hard puzzle to sort of put together. Hopefully, they're able to get a genuine 7 before the season starts next year. I'd be looking at guys like Mitch Pearce. I'd also be looking at Luke Brooks. I think they'd be two guys that would be sensational. A Gareth Widdop you could also throw in there as well. So one of those guys I think would be a really good signing for this team. Kyle Flanagan's another guy that might pop up, which I really don't hate it, to be honest with you. But Craig Fitzgibbon was obviously part of the system that let Kyle Flanagan leave. So dare I say, I think he might be a little bit hesitant to make that move realistically. But I think they do need a 7. I go in depth on it on the podcast this morning though, so go and have a listen to that.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.